I don't know a lot about diplomacy, but I do know it's never just about one thing. What's the low, King? Why are our dwarfs scrapping? Well, sir, have you heard of Kruk? Dwarf mining law, said Vimes. Well done, sir. But it's a lot more than that. It's about how you live. Laws of ownership, marriage laws, inheritance, rules for dealing with disputes of all kinds, that sort of thing. Everything, really. And the Low King, well, you could call him the final court of appeal. He's advised, of course, but he's got the last word. Still with me? Makes sense so far. And he is crowned on a scone of stone and sits on it to give his judgments, because all the Low Kings have done that ever since Bahrain Blood Axe, 1500 years ago. It gives authority. Vimes nodded dourly. That made sense, too. You did something because it had always been done. And the explanation was, but we've always done it this way. A million dead people can't have been wrong, can they? Does he get elected or born or what? He said. I suppose you could say he's elected, said Carrot. But really, a lot of senior dwarfs arrange it amongst themselves. After listening to other dwarfs, of course. Taking soundings, it's called. Traditionally, he's from one of the big families, but, Yes? Things are a little different this year. Tempers are a bit stretched. Ah, thought Vimes. Wrong dwarf won, he said. Some dwarfs would say so, but it's more that the whole process has been called into question, said Carrot, by the dwarfs in the biggest dwarf city outside Uberwald. Don't tell me. That must be that place hubwards of... It's Ankh-Morpork, sir. What? We're not a dwarf city? 50,000 dwarfs now, sir. Really? Yes, sir. Are you sure? Yes, sir. Of course he is, Vimes thought. He probably knows them all by name. You have to understand, sir, that there's a sort of big debate going on, said Carrot, on how you define a dwarf. Well, some people might say they're called dwarfs because... No, sir, not size. Nobby Nobs is shorter than many dwarfs, and we don't call him a dwarf. We don't call him human either, said Vimes. And, of course, I am also a dwarf. You know, Carrot, I keep meaning to talk to you about that. Adopted by dwarfs, brought up by dwarfs. To dwarfs, I'm a dwarf, sir. I can do the rite of Kazakra. I know the secrets of Haragna. I can halk my grakka correctly. I am a dwarf. What do those things mean? I'm not allowed to tell non-dwarfs. Carrot tactfully tried to stand out of the way of the cigar smoke. Unfortunately, some of the mountain dwarfs think that the dwarfs who moved away aren't proper dwarfs either. But this time, the kingship has been swung by the views of the Ankh-Morpork dwarfs, and a lot of dwarfs back home don't like it. There's been a lot of bad feeling all round. Families falling out, that sort of thing. Much pulling of beards. Really? Vimes tried not to smile. It's not funny if you're a dwarf. Sorry. And I'm afraid this new Low King is only going to make matters worse, although, of course, I wish him well. Tough, is he? I think you can assume, sir, that any dwarf who rises sufficiently in dwarf society to even be considered as a candidate for the kingship did not get there by singing the hi-ho song and bandaging wounded animals in a forest. But by dwarf standards, King Rhys Reeson is a modern thinker, although I hear he doesn't like Ankh-Morpork very much. Sounds like a very clear thinker, too. Anyway, this has upset a lot of the more, traditional mountain dwarfs who thought the next king would be Albrecht Albrechtsen, who is not a modern thinker. He thinks even coming up above ground is dangerously non-dwarfish. Vimes sighed. Well, I can see there's a problem, Carrot, but the thing about this problem, the key point, is it's not mine or yours, dwarf or not. He tapped the scone's case. Replica, eh? He said. Sure it's not the real one? Sir, there is only one real scone. We call it the thing and the whole of the thing. Well, if it's a good replica, who'd know? Any dwarf would, sir. Only joking.